Rodriguez, tributes to Rosalind Carter.
She cared for people and loved people, and people loved her in turn.
Ernie Suggs at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the former First Lady, who died yesterday at the age of 96. She and Jimmy Carter had been married for 77 years, the longest presidential marriage in U.S. history. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The Carters' bond was deep, both in private and in politics.
Could Jimmy Carter have been elected president without Rosalind Carter?
Well, I don't like to think he could.
She spoke her mind to her husband, and he valued her advice. She sat in on cabinet meetings, a first, and took the heat for it.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
Mrs. Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta next week. There's heavy fighting today around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced Palestinians have been sheltering for weeks. It comes after Israel's military released video footage showing what it claims to be a Hamas tunnel under Al-Shifa Hospital. The IDF's Daniel Hagari.
By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospital, wages terror from hospitals.
The World Health Organization says 31 premature babies in critical condition have been evacuated from Al-Shifa. Argentina has a new president. Cheering in the streets of Buenos Aires for Javier Milei, who's drawn comparisons to Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's just been endorsed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
I'm here today to officially proclaim my endorsement for Donald J. Trump to be president of the United States of America again.
The two men attended an event near the U.S.-Mexico border. Elon Musk insists he is not anti-Semitic and only wishes the best for humanity after some controversial posts online. CBS's Matt Piper.
Backlash is growing against X, the online platform formerly known as Twitter, and its billionaire owner Elon Musk after he endorsed an anti-Semitic post on the platform last week. Multiple companies have suspended advertisements on the social media platform, citing the rise in hate speech there, including IBM, Comcast, Disney, and Paramount Global, which is the parent company of CBS News.
That was fast. Just hours after OpenAI's board of directors announced it had named former Twitch boss Emmett Shear to replace the newly ousted Sam Altman, Altman has a new job. Reports say Altman, who's created the popular AI system ChatGPT, has been snatched up by Microsoft, the company's biggest investor. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 today, under cloudy skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. 44 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day.
Are you surprised to learn there's an international business on Main Street in Nakusa? Jacoby Custom Cues calls billiards one of the most popular recreational activities. It should know more than 3,000 cues are produced there every year. Jacoby started with 2 employees in 83 and now has more than 24. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcoming you back at 7:06 on this Monday, November 20th. Greg Bach is joining us from Waukesha, Selena Heller from Eau Claire, and our friends from Motherhood for Good will join us in the second half hour here to tell us about the leaders and the ideas that inspire gratitude as we enter the holiday season. We'll also hear from Civic Media News Director Terry Bell with 3 things you should know. And we'll get our weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. All coming up here. Along the way, you can ring us up at 844-967-2789, or feel free to text us that as well, or put your comments live on our Facebook page. Like Lynn from Oconomowoc did, she was noting to us, Greg and Selena, about Door County. It's a long comment. It basically buries up Selena's face. But if Selena were looking over the comment banner on our screen, there
she is.
Regarding Door County turning blue, I love seeing the signs that read "Vote for Democrats, they work for you." Or "Work for Democrats, they work for you." 4 years ago, Tammy Baldwin signs lined Highway 42. She says businesses here survive on immigrant workers. Restaurants have limited hours. There are some who work one shift and then the restaurant has to close early because many of the staff is working the dinner shift at another. And then she later adds a follow-up comment. Sorry about the noun-verb agreement. Haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay, Lynn.
Which I noted... I'm out of coffee here too this morning, so all is forgiven. It's perfectly fine.
Me too.
Totally Monday. Meanwhile, Greg's finished his. He's it. He's Corn Julio for the rest of the morning here. Selena, are you a coffee person?
No, I don't drink coffee at all. In fact, when I did the morning show before, I would bring milk to work and they would all make fun of me because I was just drinking milk all morning.
Did you not watch the movie About My Life when Ron Burgundy said milk was a bad choice? I mean, isn't your milk, your mouth is just all like chalky and stuff after that?
It was fine. I don't know. I think during COVID and we were both home, like Emery and I were, I was getting 5 gallons of milk, just the two of us, 5 gallons of milk a week.
What kind of milk was it?
We drink whole milk.
Whoa. Because I think that makes me think of the Ron Swanson line. He's like, there's 2 things I hate, lying and skim milk, which is milk. That's water lying about being milk.
Yes. Truer words were ever spoken. So we've already learned about little Selena that she eats fudge by the quarter pound and drinks gallons of whole milk a week.
She's also 12.
Yes. Well, we should also note that Rosalind Carter and Jimmy Carter did a lot of work with the guinea worm. And I'm starting to think that maybe that was an issue. Do you have a tapeworm or something?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Okay. All right. Well, we're done picking on her for now because Selena's done some really nice stories, especially for the holidays here. Let's start with the fact that there's one band from Wisconsin that's going to be in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Who's that going to be?
It is Greendale, and they're the only one out of all the Wisconsin bands across the state that is heading to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I think they left probably. And there were 150 applicants typically, and they actually applied 2 years ago. So it takes that long. Wow. And it was quite a process. They send in a video and letters of recommendation. So it's kind of a neat honor.
That is very nice. Well, good for them. All for a Thanksgiving holiday that takes a lot of work to make things happen, whether it's a long road trip like that, or even preparing the dinner. And look, it's something that gets asked a lot because it never gets old. And that's listening to kids describing Thanksgiving dinner. Where did you do that?
Well, I went to the playground of Emory School, actually, Roosevelt Elementary School in Eau Claire, and talked to some of the kids there. And when they were, it was kind of hard because the boys didn't want to stop. So I wasn't able to talk to a lot of boys because they were just, I couldn't get them. I was.
Well, you're a girl, icky. Ooh, yeah, girl. But you did get one, and you got a couple of different folks that you asked, hey, how do you make that turkey? And so let's listen to some of their responses to Selena.
Do you know how to cook a Thanksgiving turkey?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Oh, we just shoot a turkey and then we open it and then we take the tongue out and then we cut it up and then we eat it. And then we cook it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
How long do you cook it?
For 10 days.
10 days.
For how many degrees?
10 degrees.
10 degrees? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You put it on the pan and then you put it in the oven and then you put it on for 30 seconds till it gets done.
Perfect. How many degrees?
60 hours till it gets done until it jing. Till the bell rings till it gets done for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
All right, could be 10 days, could be 30 seconds.
I feel like 10 days at 10 days at 10 degrees, that's actually great.
Slow cooked.
Yep.
That's very tender.
That is some serious slow cooking going on right there.
That's adorable.
Let's
that was Axel and Freya. One is Axel's 6 and Freya's 5. So okay.
That was lovely. And who are we hearing from next when you ask somebody what they're thankful for Thanksgiving?
This is Hadley. She's in first grade too. She is 6.
Okay. Let's listen to what you asked Hadley and her. She has no shortage of things to be grateful for.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for food, pets, clothes, nature, family, friends, my mom, my dad, my brother, and I'm thankful for school and school supplies.
And school supplies. So, I mean, look. So.
This is a pragmatic child.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit. And one kid said everything, so that was nice. My kid said one of her things, toys. I was like, and I'm like,
Mom, maybe.
No, I didn't make a list.
Quiet, mother. I'm thinking of other things to be thankful for. Chocolate milk.
Yes. Maybe if you'd have brought more toys. I don't know. Maybe that's the key. Now, do you cook Thanksgiving dinner or?
My holiday is Christmas. So
okay. And, well, what I'm getting is,
I'll be working with Turkey Trot.
Oh, so. That's right. We mentioned there's turkey trots that are mentioned in today's Up North News Daily Newsletter. Mm-hmm. Have you cooked turkey?
I don't think I've cooked a turkey before. Just hams and prime ribs, and it's no turkey.
So prime rib's not bad. Okay. So how many degrees do you have it at? Would you guess if you were making it? And how long would it be in the oven, Selena?
Oh, geez.
You know what? Just say 10 days and you'll be
10 days for 10 degrees.
Yes.
Well, Emery said 3,000 degrees.
3,000. Sure.
3,000. Oh, no. So I'll take
that's just hot lava right there. So, okay. Good deal. I hope it's a lot of fun. Let's turn our attention to the weather now and 7 o'clock temperatures around Wisconsin. Look like this. Lake Wissota is at 35 degrees, Hayward 33, Park Falls 31. Wausau, you're at 33 degrees right now. Green Bay coming in at 34. Oshkosh reporting 40 degrees. La Crosse 39. Wisconsin Rapids 34. Madison 39, and Waukesha 39 degrees as well. Just such a gorgeous Sunday out there with the sunshine, and it was pretty dry. So, you know, hopefully people made the most of their weekend. Let's find out now about what the forecast is for Monday, and this is a short work week. Jennifer Vuchitsky from Weatherology joins us with the details. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving holiday week here. Looks like today we're expecting to see cloudy skies for all. A slight chance for rain in the afternoon hours around Madison and Richland Center. Mid to upper 40s expected for highs for everyone today, and that's going to be either at or slightly above average for this time of the year. Some parts of the listening area expected to hold steady, specifically with current temperatures already around about the mid to low 40s, looking at Oshkosh and Milwaukee specifically. Looks like a chance for rain tonight from Oshkosh down to Milwaukee and over towards Madison. A chance for some rain and snow mixing from Richland Center up towards the Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Chance for some rain for southern Wisconsin along with Oshkosh, maybe a few areas of snow mixing in early there for the morning hours on Tuesday. Otherwise, cloudy skies for most everyone tomorrow, becoming sunny around Amory and Baldwin tomorrow afternoon. Similar temperatures for most mid to upper 40s, a little cooler around west central Wisconsin, dropping into the upper 30s for your Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny skies for all. Once again, highs lingering around about in the 40s here for your Wednesday. It's a pretty simple day. Cooler for the second half of the work week as a cold front pushes through. A sunny Thanksgiving holiday coming up on Thursday with highs in the mid to low 40s for southern Wisconsin, mid to upper 30s from Oshkosh through central Wisconsin, and around freezing for Amory and Baldwin. Friday, it looks like partial sunshine from Oshkosh southward, sunny for central and west central Wisconsin. Highs in the 30s for most, or coolest spots dropping into the upper 20s around Baldwin and Amory.
Such a different opening weekend for the gun deer season compared to last year when there was snow on the ground for tracking. But that's November in Wisconsin. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
And, Selena, as we were talking as well about hunting and the difference from weekend to weekend, we asked you to take a look at, where are some of the busier places around Wisconsin for deer hunting?
Well, right. And like you mentioned, there was snow on the ground, so it's easier for tracking. But this year, not the case. But hopefully the corn was all down, so the deer got out of there. But last year, the numbers that were the highest in Marathon, Shawano, Wapaka, Clark, and Vernon counties. So those were the highest deer kills last year. So we'll see if that holds true this year. How about, what's your guess for the county that has the most Boone and Crockett bucks? Or deer.
The most deer?
Record-breaking.
Oh.
Record-breakers.
I always heard that, like, Buffalo, Trempealeau were, like, the big places, and that's the only place that I've ever, hunted in as a kid. So I'm going to say, that area.
That's correct. Buffalo County wins, and Wisconsin is number one for the number of Boone and Crockett bucks, and also Buffalo County for across the country.
All right. Selena Heller is with us a little bit more in just a sec here, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this nice Monday morning. When you're here, you're up north. Back in a bit.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're not comfortable until you are. At Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th. You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City
Services. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wishing us a good morning from the deer blind.
Nice.
Benjamin. Shh. Shh. Hopefully with, you know, the AirPods in or something like that. Although right now I could hear some of the deer back there going, is that Bill Withers? I like that. I can dance to that.
Huh? I guess, yeah, now that they have earbuds and all that stuff, being in a deer blind for hours, can't, like, I remember as a kid, one of the things people were like, you want to go deer hunting? You got to sit in a stand for hours and you can't talk. I'm like, that sounds awful.
Story of my life. Story of my childhood. That's why I did not grow up hunting and fishing. Because apparently somebody valued talking just a little bit more. Benjamin also adds duck is the superior Thanksgiving bird.
It's kind of
really.
It's good, but it's kind of gamey.
Yes.
A little sweaty. A sweaty bird.
A sweaty bird. Great. Selena Heller is telling us more about stories she's working with for Up North News. We've been talking about hunting and Thanksgiving, and you've also done one about the Stand and Light Memory Choir.
Yeah, it's a really cool, unique choir that is just a very special choir for people with early to middle stages of dementia. And that's really nice. They had a concert last week. It's National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. So it's people and their caregivers or another care person just there to help if they need any assistance. And just they learn songs and they sing in this choir. And it's just a place for them to get together and laugh and have a sense of purpose and just enjoy what they're doing. And so it's a really, really neat choir. Kathy Wright, she's a very lovely singer, and she's in a band, and she's the director of this choir. And it's just a wonderful choir for people to be a part of and to listen to. And they have another concert in the spring, and they go caroling in the winter. So just it's a neat experience for them and for all who are involved.
Is that the same Kathy Wright who was with Country Jam for many years? Or is...
Yeah. No, different. Okay, Kathy different. Wright. Okay. Wright and Wrights. And then there's...
Okay. No, I was just wondering. Yeah, different people active in different ways there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then now, when you have Thanksgiving weekend coming up here, you know, you said Christmas is your holiday, so you're someplace else for the day. Then, of course, comes Black Friday. Are you a Black Friday shopper, either in person at 4 a.m. or online?
Overnight? No. Right? And no. Kind of used to go out during the day, not terribly early, just if there was something. So I would go out a little bit to the mall or the stores, whatever. And I think I reported live outside of stores at that time of the day, early morning in the dark. So I have been there, talked to the people, and I wouldn't get there that early. There's nothing I need that's important.
I kind of feel like, yeah, Black Friday had its glory time, you know, before there was so much online commerce, when the only way you were going to get this great deal was to join with 1,000 other people in a parking lot at 5 in the morning or whatever it is. And I don't go that early, but if I will happen to be, you know, doing some shopping like that afternoon, stores are dead. And I'm like, and there's still plenty of deep discounts there.
So I don't know if there's, I just don't know if it's worth it to do it that early and make all those poor employees have to work, you know, like Thanksgiving night to get ready for it.
Right. It was always a big thing. Yeah. That was always a big thing to get the paper. Like you got the paper and you go through the ads.
The newspaper.
Are you listening, kids? Are you listening?
As a former paper boy, let me tell you.
Me too.
You know, you've got your daily editions, and then you've got your Sunday paper, and of course your Sunday paper was a pretty thick one, you know, to begin with. But yeah, for a time, that Thanksgiving paper put the Sunday paper to shame. Their forests wept for all of the trees that were used for ads that you weren't going to look at because you maybe go to one or two stores, but not the 75 dozen, you know, that were in the newspaper that day.
Well, and I remember always that day because it's the Thanksgiving edition, so you have to get it that morning. So going to multiple places because it was out, so it just took a while even to find it. So,
wow.
But we did look at all the ads, didn't every single one.
Well, that was, you know, that was a time when you know, the newspaper advertised. That was pretty much it. You know, I was, you know, Mona Lisa's Italian restaurant on Water Street in Eau Claire. Of all the things that they have up on the walls, it includes some old Eau Claire Leader Telegram newspapers. And one of them is a full page of all the Water Street merchants in 1954. And, you know, where you could go, there was a TV store. You could get a TV there for what would have then been an outrageous price. Would have been like half a year's pay. But if you wanted a TV, it was available there. And, you know, the newspaper ads meant so much more. Whereas now folks can be listening here to Civic Media and find out hear their local ad here or go online. It's just a different world now. But it's for those folks who make it, I got to think, though, that there's people that make Black Friday shopping still a tradition. Like when you talked about in Warren's for the Cranberry Fest, you met those folks who they did that every year. I'm sure for some people, that's their jam is Black Friday.
Right. It is. It's family tradition. So it's just spending time together and just having those memories. And I'm sure they still do it just for that. Even if there's not anything particularly that they want or need, I'm sure they just, it's a tradition and that they get up and they wear probably maybe matching shirts too. And they go out and just have fun.
Yeah.
And then they go out for lunch and make a day of it.
Oh, that would be great. All right. Selena Heller has that and so much more over at UpNorthNewsWI.com, UpNorthNews on the socials as well. Hey, have a good short work week here. I'll talk to you in a little bit about today's assignments and stories. And but, you know, on behalf of the radio show, hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you and everyone else, too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Let's talk about the Packers game for a bit here. They beat the LA Chargers 23-20. Jordan Love had the first 300-yard passing game by a Packers quarterback in nearly 2 years. Some flashes of potential from Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks. On the other hand, there were injuries to Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson, leaving A.J. Dillon as the only running back. So, you know, there's still plenty of question marks. There's still bumps in the road along the way. But there's, again, also reason to be a little bit more patient with this team as they go through the post-Aaron Rodgers era. The Milwaukee Brewers did not tender contract offers to pitcher Brandon Woodruff or infielder Rowdy Tellez, so they are free agents. Recall that Brandon Woodruff had a season-ending shoulder injury right before the playoffs and probably won't pitch at all in 2024 as he recovers from surgery. Badger football team was a winner over Nebraska in overtime on Saturday, 24-17. The Badger men's basketball team plays tonight in the Fort Myers tip-off tournament. They play Virginia at 5 o'clock. You can hear those games on locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, News from the Center and Richland Center, Lake Eyre in Amory, and then they'll play again Wednesday against either SMU or West Virginia. The Marquette men's basketball team is at the Maui Invitational, so their tip-off with UCLA is tonight at 10 o'clock Central Time. And then both the Badgers and Marquette women's basketball teams will be playing in the Fort Myers tip-off tournament later this week. Both the Badger men's hockey team and the Badger women's hockey team had been the number one teams in the nation, but in both cases, they were swept over.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has paid tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter after she died at her home in Georgia at the age of 96.
A really an incredible family because they brought so much grace to the office.
The Carters were married for 77 years. Israel's military says troops are moving slowly through northern Gaza's main hospital to avoid Hamas booby traps. The IDF's Daniel Hagari.
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital. Hamas was building terror tunnels underneath Shifa Hospital.
The IDF has released video showing what it says is a tunnel with a blast-proof door. Argentina is getting a new president, Javier Milei, who's been compared to Donald Trump. The BBC's Katie Watson.
Mr. Milei was a relative unknown until a few months ago, but his brash manner, including wielding a chainsaw at a campaign event, got him noticed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 46 today, under cloudy skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. 44 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who the people are that are proposing things that could very much affect their lives. Danielle Scampini-Lynn and Aaron Phillips representing Motherhood for Good today. Danielle, Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to have you both here. And I really
always happy to be here.
Yeah. Always appreciated the topic, and the topic is basically, you know, about gratitude, because it's been a year. Okay, yeah. it's been a few years here, but you know, despite the divisions and despite the debates and despite the uncertainty, there are things to be thankful for, even in the areas that touch on, you know, politics and policy, and, you know, Aaron, It was a good thing to bring up to remind us as we head into Thanksgiving weekend on behalf of your group.
Yeah, you know, it's so easy, right, to get caught up in like doom scrolling, literally, on your phone or online, but also just like the general doom immersion, right? Like, it's easy to say that there's more bad news than good news on a given day, and it's really important to step back and go, hold on, there's a lot of good news happening or good efforts taking place, fighting the good fight, that needs to be paid attention to, even if it's not quite as loud sometimes as the negative, really, really tumultuous news that we hear all the time. And so stepping back and plugging in to who are my elected officials who do really clearly care about the people of this state, the people of my district, the people of my community, and what are they doing, which is often, you know, really important proposed legislation or efforts to protect us all and make our lives better. So it can be just so helpful to actually key in and look at that and appreciate it.
It's good to have perspective, yes. Danielle, and that's something that as a news junkie, as somebody who's always involved in politics, my wife, God bless her, is you know, when I have some of the rougher days, reminds me to open up the blinders a bit and see the good things and the good people that are out there. And I think that's also why it's important to have different communities, and by communities I mean friends, neighbors, but also a group like Motherhood for Good, where yes, you can really get into the weeds on politics and policy, but then you've also got that person saying, okay, don't forget, it's good stuff out there.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like Aaron said, I think we all realize that the clickbaity news is usually the really bad stuff, and that's the stuff that gets people all riled up, but you have to remember all of the good that's happening out there. That's why we are Motherhood for Good. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're making good things happen, but also noticing the good. And that's why we like to highlight different representatives like Kelda Royce or Francesca Hong or Robin Vining, who are really like fighting in a difficult environment, to make sure that our voices are still heard. And we just want to make sure that everyone is following their representatives, and just paying attention to the good that people are trying to do. And also the people who are running in really tough races that are there because they're putting their efforts out there because they want to see change in their districts. And I think especially if we do have some, you know, new maps come in, definitely going to be something to be grateful for, hopefully, you know, in the near-ish future. It's going to be really important to pay attention to who those people are as well, who are really trying to make a big change.
Did you feel a pang of nervousness when you started listing a couple of legislators? Could you feel Christina Shelton glaring at the radio?
Yes.
Or...
That's Lee
Snodgrass,
right.
Or Jody Emerson.
Yes. I was thinking of people we had recently featured like on Motherhood for Good's Instagram, yes. But of course there are so many out there. Unfortunately, my district is not, I'm not typically excited about the people who are representing me.
But I don't know if you heard Dr. Lyerly in the last hour mentioning that of the, what was it, 28 different districts, legislative, congressional, what have you. There, you know, that there are prospective candidates in almost every one of them, yes, in Northeast Wisconsin this year. And that, again, comes back to that whole sense of community, whether it's Motherhood for Good, whether it's local, you know, political parties, other groups, mm-hmm, that continued year-round outreach, yes, for people to get involved, maybe not as a candidate, maybe as some other, you know, in some other role, but it there's reason to be thankful for people that are considering becoming candidates in 2024.
Definitely. And yeah, like you said, the different local chapters, I know like Waukesha Dems, for example, are doing amazing things in a district that is typically not competitive, and it's making it competitive. And it's really exciting. And it's so many volunteers and people who just want to get other members of their community involved, the people running for school boards. Oh my gosh, like, we should just really, really remember all of these people who are working hard just to make our community better, or try to make it better.
Aaron, when we think about not just being thankful for good people, for leaders, but also for the ideas that they bring to the table. And I mentioned a little earlier in the program that with the fall legislative session now over, you know, there was not a legislative resolution to the child care crisis, though Governor Evers did redirect more unspent pandemic aid to try to keep an important child care support program operating. So it's, again, looking for ways, even if one idea doesn't work, then, you know, come look for another one, but also just keep banging the drum for good, mm-hmm, ideas overall.
Absolutely. And, you know, what, for sure, we'll put Tony Evers in the category of, mm-hmm, elected officials for whom we're grateful. You know, his sort of coming in to save the day with that move, I mean, how meaningful for the people of our state, many of whom probably don't even, maybe aren't even tapped into like the dire circumstances that were you know, upon us, had this funding not stayed secured. And then, you know, of course, it's not a solve all solution. Like, we still have to keep doing the work. And so now is the perfect time for people to kind of check in, get keyed into what's going on, so that they can be part of making sure that when, you know, the clock runs out on what he did to protect childcare funding in 2025, I think it'll be like, yep, not too far down the road, that we have more people who care about this issue, who are ready to step in, who have become part of this community, or maybe they've, you know, really found their own community, but we're all working towards this common goal. So, you know, the work doesn't stop, and that's why it's so important to step back sometimes or maintain this other thread that is about gratitude, that it is about community, because we can't do this alone, right? You might be behind your own little screen, you know, kind of engaging in this work, but ultimately we're a community. I don't think any of us in Motherhood for Good would be able to do this, you know, if we were just like flying solo. You need a team.
Yeah. People often feel like they are alone politically, especially if most of their family or neighbors or friends, you know, are not sharing the same values that they have. And so, again, anything that provides that sense of community. When we talk about things to be grateful for, we come back to the state Supreme Court election earlier this year, because tomorrow will be the oral arguments before the state Supreme Court on the challenge to the current gerrymandered legislative maps.
Yes.
A long time in the making, but Danielle, there's going to be some gratitude expressed tomorrow, and, you know, from at some rallies and other people that are just watching the court, that, again, good leaders, good ideas can make good things happen.
Yes. And a reminder that, you know, we as individuals made that happen. You know, we had an incredible turnout for a state Supreme Court election. And it's because people were talking, you know, people were talking to people in their communities, people were sharing things on their social media that maybe would not usually, you know, engage in political conversation, but they knew how important this was and what a big change we could make. And so, you know, we're just really grateful for everyone who participated in, you know, our campaign to get Justice Janet elected. And, you know, we're seeing that when people are engaged and when they have hope, that good things can happen. And I'm just really thankful for that. And I know we all are on our team.
Well, especially since, again, the work always goes on next year. You know, you'll have Tammy Baldwin running for a third term. Don't know who that Republican challenger will be yet, but it will, I promise you, be a very well-funded challenge. One way or another, going to be another expensive race. And the only thing that can overcome that kind of money power is, you know, is people power. So to that end, it sounds like the group Motherhood for Good is, you're already engaged in some activities. You've got, a meetup that's coming up for more people who would like to, you know, find out more?
We're very excited about it. You know, back in our Moms for Mandela days, we had a lot of in-person events, like meetups and open canvassing and things like that. And it was how we built, you know, our community. Yes, a lot of it was built, you know, online, but a lot of it in our local little communities as well. And we're really excited to get that started for 2024. So it's going to be, if you're in the Milwaukee Tosa area, it's going to be at the Little Village Play Cafe on December 7th. If you pay attention to our Instagram page, you should get some more information. It's going to be in the evening. So I don't know if anyone's ever been there. It's definitely, it's like a coffee shop that's geared towards, we'll give a little shout out because we love them. A coffee shop that's also this beautiful open play space, you know, great for kids and families. And then in the evenings when you can kind of rent out the space for just like private events. And it's just a really lovely community space. And so it's going to be, you know, parents only, it's after bedtime. And we're really, you know, our agenda is just to kind of relax and have fun and get to know each other. And so, yeah, definitely just stay tuned to our Instagram for more information about that. But we're really excited to be getting our in-person events going for 2024.
And then Aaron gets to answer the question about the polar opposite situation, and that would be Thanksgiving dinner with family. and somebody is going to bring up politics, and they're going to say to you, oh, I hear you're working with one of those, you know, socialist political groups or something with all that George Soros money. Do you whatever? I'm exaggerating just a little bit here, but I'm sure you guys have had that conversation about, you know, how listening to each other and the highs and lows of talking to family members at Thanksgiving dinner when political things come up. Do you feel like you're in a better position to do that, having been active in Motherhood for Good?
Absolutely. And for me, it all comes down to knowledge, right? So part of what I think about when it's like following your elected officials, following, you know, maybe not even your elected officials, but just statewide and federal, is you become sort of equipped, right, with actual information. I think the sort of rhetoric that I have heard the most is like, oh, they're all the same, this sort of disenchanted mentality about like politicians are politicians. And so when you can follow elected officials who, you know, are pursuing things that you care about, it equips you with this information, with this actual knowledge, so that when somebody's throwing out like, oh, you know, they're all the same, nobody's going to do anything, that's a useless effort, whatever, you can say, well, actually, no, you know, there's been this legislation proposed to keep, you know, firearms out of domestic abusers' their hands. There's this legislation that's been proposed to secure, you know, protections for reproductive health. Like, you can actually have tangible information, and maybe it's going to go somewhere, you know, for them. Maybe it's not going to, but it feels a lot better to be able to kind of have some things to say back, right? I mean, not that we endorse the idea of like getting into, you know, contentious battles over the cranberry sauce, but these conversations happen. And so the more you can be informed in a way that's sustainable for you, the maybe easier those conversations can be.
Yeah, Danielle, do you feel the same? Do you have anything you want to add to the idea of those sometimes awkward conversations?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, to Aaron's point as well, it's not necessarily even for the other person. Like, maybe you're going to get through to them and that's awesome, but also you're going to feel better if you're more confident in what your beliefs are and knowing who is doing the good work or wants to do the good work. You're going to feel better in that conversation. So I definitely agree. And you know, you can always kind of be like, okay, well, we can, you know, we can move on. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change mine, but at least you feel like you know what you're talking about.
And if you just want to get started on that for this week, and if you do nothing else, just go to Instagram, look up Motherhood for Good, and just scroll through the videos and the graphs and the statistics that that you guys are putting out there. And again, that's just a little bit of extra knowledge. You're helping more people than you two could possibly recognize and realize. And we are grateful for that over here.
Oh, thank you, Pat. We're grateful Danielle's, for this platform.
Well, thank you. Danielle Scampini-Lynn, Aaron Phillips, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pat.
When we come back, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Back in just a bit. You're up north.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell is with us on this Monday, November 20th. Terry, how was your weekend?
It was very nice, very restful. Had a nice afternoon yesterday. I was in Beaver Dam with the Paddle Creek City Big Band, Paddle City Big Band, I should say. Emceeing their fall show. So that was a lot of fun. How was yours?
See, you had me at Big Band. I was like, you play in a big band, but no, emceeing. You're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that sounds good. Yeah, we had friends over, and it was just a nice, relaxing weekend. So we already have things that we're thankful for as we get started on the week here. In terms of three things that you need to know to start the week, the first, of course, comes out of that hottest of global hotspots right now, and what we hope are signs of hope for the conflict and for those who have been held hostage in the Israel-Hamas war.
Negotiators are closing in on a deal to release some of the hostages. That's been in a holding pattern for at least 24 hours, so I'm not sure what the latest is, but the latest information I have is that talks are still underway. That's still a possibility. 30 babies born prematurely, though, have been transported to a hospital in Rafah, so they're going to be okay, you hope, for the time being. So yes, there are little glimmers of humanity in all that awful violence, and hopefully some kind of resolution can be struck for all those involved.
One would definitely hope, and certainly we'll monitor that. And I already mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, but the second thing on the list is such a big one. Tomorrow could be such a landmark day at the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Right. So this is, when we had the Supreme Court election back in April, this was one of the three potential cases that really that voters went to the polls to sound off on. This, the legislative maps, possibly a reproductive rights case. And then who knows if the Supreme Court's going to have to step in and intervene if the Wisconsin's presidential vote is in doubt next year. So tomorrow, lawyers for both sides are going to make their case to the Supreme Court, and then we'll wait and see. Those arguing for new maps are going to make two basic arguments: that one, the way they were created was unconstitutional. And the second argument they'll make is that the result was unconstitutional. So we'll see what the justices make of that. And it'll be interesting to see what the lawyers supporting the current maps have to say about, you know, their justification for the maps as they are and the process as it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be so much written about the arguments, and then people will parse those one way or the other to, you know, try to read the tea leaves. And obviously, people believe that with a new progressive majority, that there will be some kind of successful challenge to the maps. But, you know, again, we don't know until they debate all of the finer points.
We don't know that, and we don't know if they're if impeaching Janet Protasiewicz would go back to the front burner if things don't go the opponent's way. So there's Robin Voss has never completely taken that possibility off the table. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem eager to pursue it, but I think he likes to keep it out there as a possibility of you know, he worked very hard on these maps the way they are, and you know, he will work as hard as he can to make sure they stay the way they are.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We'll see with this new majority whether that's going
to
happen.
And we also have to look for things like, I don't know, potential like delaying tactics, anything that would push it so that this couldn't be resolved in time for the 2024 elections. Because I think it's important to note that of the seven justices on the Supreme Court, it means there are not Supreme Court elections every year. And there is not one up in 2024. But there is one up in early 2025. And so this progressive majority, you know, they may not get to do everything that many progressives want, depending on, again, how long some of these cases can be dragged out.
No, that's an excellent point. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah. All right. Underage tobacco and vape sales in Wisconsin, how have they been trending?
Well, trending up. Unfortunately, I think most people would say so. What happens is the Department of Health Services, they do kind of a clandestine operation, kind of a sting operation every so often, where they make sure that shops are not selling tobacco and vapes to minors. And that number has gone up. Now, you could argue one of two ways why that's gone up. It could be because, you know, things are just not operating on the up and up at these stores. It could also be that the new federal law defining a minor for tobacco and vaping products has gone from 18 to 21. So you're just dealing with a larger population of people who could be, you know, potentially buying these products illegally and perhaps not trying to get away with anything, but just that the goalposts have changed, you could say.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then finally, beyond these three things here, do you feel like a collective lightening of the load as the fall legislative session came to an end and we can all just breathe a little easier for a little while here till it all fires up again? But
yeah, it's been a remarkable session in a lot of ways. You know, some bipartisan cooperation actually got done, maybe not in the spirit of wanting to work together, but having to work together mm-hmm. on a lot of things. But, I think a lot of people would say it's a good thing that people on both sides of the aisle have had to come together and, you know, find some common ground on things.
I found it interesting that the Assembly had passed a redistricting reform bill, and the Senate Republicans never took it up. Now, again, it was going to face a veto by Governor Evers, but in terms of making a statement, the Senate didn't take that up. They didn't take up a couple of other assembly bills. It's just that reminder that there's not only splits in the legislature between parties, but sometimes between houses, same in Congress. You know,
Yes, and within parties, and I think the alcohol regulation bill was a good example of that. Mm-hmm. That was pushed through by Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux mm-hmm. over the wishes of many Republicans in his caucus, and that created quite a bit of consternation. But it also got its final legislative approval.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell, Terry, thanks so much. Enjoy
Thank
the week.
You, Pat.
All right. Hey, Greg, thank you. You have a great day, too. We'll hear you again on As Goes Wisconsin. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And then Todd Alba joins the Civic Media Radio Network at noon. Matt Flynn at 2. The Devil's Advocates at 4. Maggie Dawn at 6. Keep in mind that you can follow what we do at Up North News over at upnorthnewswi.com. And you can follow me on social media on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, all those places. Remember, wherever you are, Wisconsin, all of it.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Admirers pay tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Sad, but what a legacy. The Carters have